Hello, I'm Kathy Lawrence, plant pathologist in the Department of Entomology and Plant Pathology at Auburn University. Today I'll be telling you about cotton blue disease caused by cotton leaf roll dwarf-like virus, the identification, symptomology, and occurrence in Alabama. After I speak, Dr. Brown from the University of Arizona will tell you about her identification of this virus. Initially, the disease was brought to our attention by Drew Scrimsher of AgriAFC. He is alumnus of our department and works in the area, and he called me August 29, 2017, and texted me these pictures that you see here. Symptoms consisted of foliar distortion, leaf curling and rolling of the apical tissues. Initial thoughts were herbicide damage, but with further investigation, that did not seem possible. He was estimating at that time he saw 50,000 acres affected. Also note on this slide, the top right, you can see the area of the state where we saw these problems. August 31st, I met Drew in the field, and there was an abundant whitefly infestation. As we walked through the field, the whiteflies would just swarm. Symptoms we saw of the virus were on the young apical tissues, and again, we saw the distortion in the leaf curling and rolling, and noticed the veins were rather yellowish in coloration. Also, there were no cotton bolls on the symptomatic portion of the plant. I went back to the lab and looked at the compendium to try to get an idea of what we were facing here. And in our compendium, we noticed we have a cotton leaf crumple virus. It's also vectored by the whitefly. It's found in the USA in the southwest portion of the area. So at that point, I talked to our virologist, Dr. Murphy, and we looked at symptoms. On the left on this slide, you see the Alabama cotton symptoms, severe whitefly infestation. And on the right-hand side, you see the Arizona cotton leaf crumple virus, also transmitted by whiteflies. Dr. Murphy told me cotton leaf crumple virus is a Gemini virus, and that Dr. Judy Brown of Arizona was the expert on Gemini viruses since they occur in her area, and we should call her and send samples to her. And we did. We went back to the field and collected samples. So on August 29th, you see our symptoms on the left-hand side, and then by September 25th, you see the severity of the symptoms have increased. We noticed that the juvenile leaves with severe foliar distortion. We have stunting of the inner nodes. We also see a vein reddening at this time. And the whole plant appears rather bluish in color. We collected samples, placed them in liquid nitrogen, and shipped them to Judy Brown since she was going to identify the virus for us. This is a progression of virus symptoms. On the left-hand side, you can see the entire plant and the symptoms. In the middle slide, we're looking at the apical leaves that are in the center. You also see some necrosis spots that are also showing up. And on the far right, you see the interveinal areas with the red that's spreading down the vein, as well as the yellowing that we see. At this point, we waited for Dr. Brown to identify the virus, expecting to find a big immovirus, of which she did not find. So she contacted us again and asked us to please send more samples. In the next slide, I'm showing you the symptomatic plant on the left, showing the typical virus symptoms, and a healthy plant on the right. You can see the dramatic difference between the leaf structure of the two plants. In 2017, locations of the virus symptoms are marked in blue. All the blue counties in Alabama were where Drew had seen the symptoms. His territory does include areas of Florida and Georgia, so those are where he observed symptoms in 2017. Dr. Brown did tell us that we did not have the Gemini virus. We sent her 3 to 4 sets of samples this year, but she had new ideas on how to identify the virus. So we were waiting at this point. Then, on March 16th of 2018, she called. She had identified our virus as cotton leaf roll dwarf-like virus. It belonged to the genus of polioviruses. This one is aphid transmitted, which surprised us. It is a positive sense single-stranded RNA virus, of which on the bottom picture of the little circles, that's what this type of virus looks like. The genome is small. It's only 5.8. And the individual virus particles are spherical. She notified APHIS to let them know we had a new virus in the country because this had been reported in Africa and Brazil and had never been reported in the United States. So she did contact APHIS to let them know we had seen it. I also contacted Dr. Bob Nichols of Cotton Incorporated and Dr. Don Parker of the Cotton Foundation to let them know what we found in our area. From here, we went to look at the literature to see what we could learn about this disease. Cotton blue disease is common in Brazil. Their management practices include weed control to eliminate reservoir hosts, so we may have to do that. They eliminated cotton regrowth or volunteer cotton plants, In our region, we freeze each year, so we didn't expect this to be a problem. They also had a lot of cultivar selections, with some indicating resistant varieties, others not. There are apparently two forms of this virus, a typical and an atypical. Varieties available in Brazil are not available in our area, so we don't have anything in that area right now. They also suggested chemical control of aphids when 5 to 10% of the plants are infected. Right now in our region, we don't control aphids at all, so we want to be careful here because they did notice that they do have problems with insecticide efficacy, and we don't want to run into that problem as well. So this is what we knew at this point. So April, we went out to do a weed host collection to see if we had weeds out there that were harboring this virus that might make it worse in this season. From the literature, we know the Malvaceae plant family is a host of this virus, but that is over 240 genera, over 4,000 species of plants. So we went to the field, back into the area of the state where we'd seen the virus. We found aphids on dandelion and prickly cider and red clovers. So we collected those for Judy. We also collected the list of weeds that you see here, anything we could possibly identify, and ship them to her to see if she could identify the virus and we would know if we had a problem coming up this next season. So far, she found nothing in those weeds. June 7th, Drew called me, and we had an aphid infestation in Barber County. So the symptoms you see on the slide of what the cotton plants look like, we collected those plants and the aphids, put them in liquid nitrogen, and shipped them to Judy to confirm the virus. She found nothing. June 25th, you see the symptomatic plants on this slide. We collected samples again in this same field and the aphids and shipped them to Judy, and she found no virus. August 16th, you see all of us in the field. Judy came to visit us. The students and I all went out to the field, and we saw symptoms as you see on the right. We collected these samples. Judy at that time also visited with everybody here in Auburn, and she also gave her primers to our diagnostician in the diagnostic lab, Dr. Cassie Connor, so she could identify the virus here in Alabama. At this point, we also had a meeting with Cotton Incorporated, organized by Dr. Bob Nichols, meeting with all the folks involved in cotton in Alabama and Georgia, so we'd have some kind of an idea of what was going on for this next season. After that meeting, I went back out to the field with my students, and we went to the fusarium wilt field, which, as you see in the map on the top, is circled in the center of the state. These are Pima cottons you're looking at that we were doing entirely different tests, but we walked out here and saw symptoms. So Dr. Cassie Connor also met me out in the field. We collected these samples. She had them, and I sent those also to Judy Brown, and they both had positive identification for our cotton leaf roll dwarf virus. At this point, Dr. Connor contacted APHIS and let them know we had a field in Alabama, so that they also knew that this virus was present in our area. Now, we went ahead and submitted our first report of cotton leaf roll dwarf virus associated with cotton blue disease in Alabama. The authors on the report, Sophie is a graduate student working with Dr. Brown. Drew found the virus, there's me, and then also Dr. Brown. So this is published, and you see the address there so you can find it online. Now that we were able to identify the virus, our extension folks, looking at the map of Alabama, wanted to go see how far it had spread across Alabama. All the counties in blue were identified as positive having the cotton virus by Dr. Cassie Connor in her lab, and she gave me the map. We collected samples across the state, and this was extension folks, as well as the researchers in my department, as well as Drew with AgriABC. So those are the folks that put everything together to tell us how far across Alabama it was bound. You see at the top, I've circled Limestone County, which is my reniform nematode field. And October 5th, my students and I went up to the field, and they had defoliated, and we were collecting cotton bolls for lint analysis for a different test. We had so much rain, we had defoliated this field, but it had been a while before we could get back in. So you notice the cotton regrowth in the field. In the center slide and on the right, you see symptoms on those plants. So I collected samples of those leaf tissues, gave them to Dr. Connor and Dr. Brown, and they both identified cotton leaf roll dwarf virus in these symptoms. Now, please remember, in this cotton field, we did not see any virus symptoms all season long. It only showed up on that regrowth. We move now down to the southern part of the state, of which you can see that county is circled. This is our root knot nematode field. In this field, we have all the cotton varieties that Drew has given us. We plant them with root knot and without root knot to look at the responses with the nematode. But we went down there to collect our cotton bowl samples. We saw virus. I was surprised. Now, all this time, Dr. Brown has told us how much incidence of the virus are you seeing. This time I had the opportunity, we walked through our plots, counted the plants with symptoms, and we found 100% of those plants had symptoms, both in the root knot nematode field and in the field without the root knot nematodes. This was in October of 2018. We had not seen any virus symptoms all season long in that field until now. The good news is when we harvested this field, as you see on this bar chart, across the bottom you have all the cotton varieties, of which we found symptoms in every one of those varieties. Yield at the top, I put a box. There was 2,177 pounds per acre of seed cotton harvested. That is acceptable. 100% of those plants were infected, but we did not see a total yield loss, which is good news. On the bottom, I give you the yield numbers for the field without root knot and the one with the nematode. And truly, the root knot nematode gave us an additional 84 pounds per acre loss of yield because of that additional stress. So we would expect that. We have the map of Alabama again. I wanted to summarize. In 2017, we saw symptoms on the east side of the state in those areas circled. In 2018, our symptoms were severe over in the other side of the state. So we did estimate in 2017, we saw disease from 3 to 30% of the field, resulting in maybe a 4% loss across the state. But in 2018, the fields had from 3 to 100%, but it was only 1% of the yield that was affected. So we did have a lot of diversity between our 2 years. In this slide, we're looking at the disease triangle of a virus disease, which is vectored by an aphid. You see the plant on one side with the vector, which would be the aphid, and the virus on top. We have seen a lot of variability of symptoms with this disease across our region. I talked to Dr. Murphy, our virologist, about this, and he said this is natural and gave me this disease triangle. This is an aphid-transmitted disease. In Brazil, they say it is phloem-limited, and once the aphid acquires this virus, it is persistent within the aphid and it is circulative. So there will be a lot of variability in the symptoms that you see. It is a flying vector, so there's no way for us to really predict where this disease is going to appear. There's so many factors that affect the symptoms that we see that we have very much to learn. Cotton blue disease. We have an atypical cotton leaf roll dwarf-like virus. Judy will tell you how close it's related and how it's not. In management schemes for 2019, the group decided there should be no change in cotton management. We have no changes to recommend at this time. This disease is going to be sporadic. It's transmitted by a flying vector. Crop age will affect the disease severity. And remember, symptoms in these 2 years have begun in late August, usually after full bloom, and they intensify until harvest. So date of planting will probably make an effect on this disease. Thank you for listening to my presentation. If you would like to contact me, I have my email, office, and mobile phone listed on this slide. And now we will move to Dr. Judy Brown from Arizona, who will describe her techniques and what she did to identify the cotton leaf roll dwarf-like virus that was causal agent of our disease.